But for now, Blana Tracy is here, and I know you've been here to preview lots of the festivals over the course of the summer.
I have. Yeah, so this is kind of, this is my last festival that I'm going to be previewing. And I can't believe it sold out yesterday.
I know.
But luckily enough, I've brought in a pair of tickets to give away. And there are other options as well, because they're still doing the Tour de Picnic, so you could actually cycle or you could run raise money for charity.
Just in case people aren't familiar with Tour de Picnic, maybe just give them a little brief outline of how it works.
Okay, so basically you need to log on and you need to register. I think it's about €50 or so to register, and then what you have to do is you have to raise €380, and it all goes to charity. If you're a student, you have to raise €280, so it's not as tough. The cycle is 73 kilometres and the run is 15 kilometres, so I think the run actually would be easy enough.
Yeah, 15k isn't too bad. I mean, not that I could run it because I couldn't, but I know there are people who run that would be something that they could probably manage.
I mean, if you just found out that the ticket sold out and you're like, oh my God, I really, really wanted to go. This is the perfect thing that you could do. You're raising money. And then when you get there, you've got a massage. They give you a meal. They have a little disco party basically for you. So you're well taken care of. Your bike and everything's taken care of as well. So,
and you can be smug because you've done something for charity.
Exactly, exactly.
Smugness is truly the greatest reward.
I have loads of friends who are actually doing it. They did it even before the tickets were sold out, because it's just, I think it's something nice to do. And then you like making friends at festivals. Hanging out with all these random people, and then you have a big party at the end of the cycle or the run. Awesome.
I mean, I think if you have the fitness, it's a super option.
Yeah, but I mean, the 15k run, because I did a 10k run this summer, and I'm not fit at all, and I was well able. Like, you can walk, you don't have to run that, and they have breaks as well, so you don't have to run straight the whole way through. By the way, I just wanted to ask you, where is your accent from?
My accent, I'm glad you asked, Blana.
Yeah, because I was listening to you on my way in. I was like, where is this girl from?
I am from Dublin, but my family moved to just outside Chicago when I was 7, and then we moved back when I was 16. So I had some very formative years in America, which have stuck around in the form of my accent.
Yeah, I was just wondering, there was like a little American twang.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm glad you asked, because sometimes people think I just watched too much Friends when I was growing up, and I've kind of adopted this affected tone, but that's not the case. See, the thing is, I lost my Irish accent really quickly in America because I was 7, and the other kids just didn't get it at all, and they used to slag me. The main word they slagged me about saying was door. Apparently the way I said door.
Door.
Apparently I said dorsh. I don't know. We were seven. But anyway, so I tried very hard to get rid of my Irish accent very quickly so I could just fit in with everyone else.
It's kind of neutral now.
Hasn't been so hard to shake on the other end or so easy.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Back to Electric Picnic. So we've got headliners, which I love. I have to say I love the lineup this year. So we've got Portishead, Outkast, Beck, Foles, Paolo Nutini. Like, could you imagine running into him at Electric Picnic? What would you even do? That's kind of my mission for the whole weekend, to be honest. Chic, Lily Allen and Blondie. And then, of course, they added 23 brand new acts, which I think made the lineup just incredible. So they've got James Vincent, McMorro, Hozier, Bombay Bicycle Club, who I actually saw at Electric Picnic a couple of years ago, and it was a highlight for me. They were absolutely brilliant. The crowd was just pumping. It was like, it was one of those kind of sunny evenings. It was beautiful. We've also got Le Galaxy, the DJ set, the 1975, the Stripes. I saw those guys last year, and they were incredible. I've never seen a band with that much energy. They look as though they've been playing together for 20 years.
Yeah.
They're insane. And like, they're just bouncing around the stage. And it's like, they're these old school rock stars and they're 17. It's just nuts. So if you're going to Electric Picnic, you need to go and see them.
I'm so excited about Outkast. They're my number one. Like, ever since I heard that Outkast were getting back together and touring, I was like, please let them play Electric Picnic. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, because Khalees is playing, Khalees and Andre 3000 have collaborated a good few times, so I'm hoping that she'll
they might get up and sing a song or two together.
It'd be amazing.
Absolutely awesome. Now as well, it's great because there's a lot of new stuff happening this year. So there's a brand new stage, the Other Voices stage, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with, the Other Voices, the show. So basically they have a stage there, and what the amazing thing about it is, they haven't announced who's going to be playing. So you have to literally rock up to the stage and you're just in for a treat. They said there's going to be a lot of international acts. There's going to be a lot of cool collaborations. So it's nestled way in the woods, and you need to just go up. And I'm sure anyone who's been playing is going to be a massive treat,
big time.
And then, so my favorite, like, my Letcher Picnic, I have to say, it's my favourite festival. It's kind of my New Year's.
It's definitely up there for me as well.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much. But one of my favourite things about it is, you know, when you go wandering around a festival and you kind of discover all these cool, random things that are happening. So there's this really, really cool spot called the Trailer Park. It's only the second year of it now and it sounds unbelievable. It's complete like with white picket fences, gaudy colours, retro sun loungers, and they've got dressed up bar staff who are going to serve anyone a beer with a grubby white vest on, or a pina colada to anyone with orange cleavage and tattoos. So what? They're kind of all about, they're going to be dressed up as well. The caravan stage is going to be hosted lots and lots of bands in living rooms, in bedrooms, in kitchens and lavatories. So there's loads of these kind of caravans placed around in one area, and there's just so much kind of stuff happening. It sounds really, really cool.
That is the, I think, the greatest thing about Electric Picnic, because and other festivals have tried to do it on a smaller scale, but because Electric Picnic is big, there are, you could not go to the main stage, or in fact any of the main arenas, at any point over the weekend and just stay in the woods and go and find all the different things that are happening and have an amazing time. I mean, there's just so much of this stuff.
Really,
it's fantastic.
Like, this spot, everyone needs to hang out there. There's a foot hospital, so you go and you chill out and you've got your feet in like a seaweed bath and you're there in your recliner. And there's a Dublin vintage factory, so you go in there and you get your trailer park makeover. So you're going to get your handlebar mustaches, your clip-in mullets, your trucker caps, fake eyelashes, quiffs, gum, and of course your beauty spot. So there's just loads of really cool stuff happening. And as well, there's a horse going to be at the festival, and the horse is going to be brought into the main arena. And if you want to go and kind of go check out a secret gig that's happening in the trailer park, you need to follow the horse back to the trailer park. So there's all these really cool, quirky, odd things happening. Obviously, the horse isn't just randomly walking around. Someone's with the horse.
No, but it's good to know this stuff, because sometimes, I mean, you could be at Electric Picnic and see a horse and just be like, oh yeah, there's a horse.
There's a random
and
horse.
You wouldn't necessarily know that it was going to be leading you to a gig.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Body and Soul obviously has its own area at Electric Picnic. It has its own festival as well, which I went to this year, and I have to say it was one of my favourite festivals that I've ever been to, purely because of the size and just the cool vibe. And that's what Body and Soul is all about. It's the vibe, it's the atmosphere. If you haven't gone and you're going this year, like, if you don't know what else to do, or you need to just go and chill out there, there's loads of really cool music happening. It's kind of a place of mischief and a place of chilling out.
Yeah, during the day you might go there and get a chai tea, and then at 4 o'clock in the morning you might be dancing to Fleetwood Mac. You just never know.
That's it. It's unbelievable, I have to say. I love it so much. And then there's the Salty Dog stage. So this is basically, it's an old French trawler that looks like it's just kind of been washed up in the middle of the woods, and they always have basically their guidelines for bands to play was that they must have a mandolin. So it's that cool, you're going to be up dancing, lots and lots of crack. Again, these are stages that you sort of come across.
Yeah,
that's another thing that I love about Electric Picnic. Like, you mightn't know a whole lot, like obviously there is, the lineup is great this year, but there are obviously lots of other bands that you mightn't have heard of, but you come across them in this kind of, you're walking through the woods and you're like, oh, there's a ship who's playing on the stage, and you end up just having a great time. Like, that's what's so good about it. Trench Town as well, I'm sure you're very familiar with Trench Town. It's like a Jamaican gem in Stradbally. So it's for you can go there during the day, but at night time I think that's when it really sort of, it's alive, and there's all of these kind of Jamaican guys. They're kind of, you know, like having sort of, how would you call it, like, they're not rap offs, but Jamaican offs. They're just kind of, you know, battling each other. It's
lots
great.
Of reggae.
Yeah, it's just awesome. And of course there's so many other things to do. Like, you could go and get married in the Blow Up Church. I've been to a couple of weddings in that church.
I have been threatening to get married in that Blow Up Church for years.
Are you going to do it this year?
Well, I see, I'm actually getting married next year, so I think I might hold off.
Okay,
you know,
friends of mine, for their 10, they were going to have 10 years, which is mad anyway. Well, great, congratulations then. But they got married, it was their 10 year anniversary at Electric Picnic, and they got married in the church. It was amazing, because you get to wear like the white dress, and then they have all of these gaudy gross dresses for all the bridesmaids and stuff to wear. So it's hilarious.
Hilarious. And the only thing about that is that if you want to do it, you have to book pretty early on, because it gets really busy. So if you wanted to do it over the weekend, I'd say maybe go and try and arrange it on the Friday, because you do have to book an appointment.
Absolutely. And then another favourite of mine, of course, is the fun fair. So when you're on your way in from the campsite, you're like, right, let's get buzzing, jump on one of the rides. Like, and even on your way back from the festival, we tend to go on like one of the swings. I just love them so much. And then the Pamper Parlour is a great spot for those of you who, okay, you mightn't be too up for the camping because of the, you know, the mud and everything, but you can just go in there, get your hair done, get your makeup done, get your eyelashes done, whatever you like. There's other kind of cool stuff happening as well. obviously Electric Picnic, they're all about kind of being green and recycling and stuff. So they have this thing called Every Can Counts, and it's to encourage people to recycle their cans. And basically, people are being asked this year to take a selfie with all the recycling that they've done, and then you're going to be in with the chance of winning tickets to next year's Electric Picnic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there's lots of really cool stuff. So definitely read up about it before you go, because there's all of these really cool, quirky things happening.
Yeah, I have to say, because I've been going to Electric Picnic. I think I've missed one since it started. So I've been going for years because I absolutely love it. I love it as a festival and there's always a good vibe. But there's lots of stuff there that I had never heard of. So it definitely is worth having a look. Stuff.
Yeah,
thanks a million.
Yeah, and that I kind of feel really mean talking about it because it's sold out. But luckily, we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Exactly. So we have a pair of camping tickets to give away to Electric Picnic, and all you have to do is tell us, if you were in a band, what would your band name be and why? Text us in on 51552. We'll pick our favourite one and we'll have a winner before the end of the show. So if you were in a band, what would your band name be and why? Text 51552. Blanet, if you were in a band, do you know what your band name would be?
Well, it'd obviously be the B-Dog, because like B for Blanet.
B-Dog. You know, so you'd be like a solo act.
Yeah, I'd have to be, I think.
B-Dog.
Well, I can't sing or play instruments. So right. I think I would just, you know, I'd have to hire people to play the instruments. Maybe I could be like a poet.
Yeah, you or a rapper.
That could be.
I mean, I think you should consider rap, personally. Okay, thanks so much, Blana Tracy. Talking about Electric Picnic, it is sold out, but we have those tickets to give away. So someone is going to be very lucky before the end of the show. This is Fox.